Good already Monday morning. It's time for our Monday morning conversation, talking snowmobiles, because it's that time of the year to start talking snowmobiles. And Mark McDonald of the Northwoods Rider Snowmobile Club, Gary Hilgendorf from the Night Owls with us here this morning. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
It was like a year ago you guys were in here, and we were talking snowmobiling. And we were talking about this before I turned the microphones on here, too. Last year, there was a real concerted push. I know we really tried. Other media, I'm sure, really tried. You guys all tried to get the word out about respecting private properties and the landowners that give the permission to have these trails on their private lands. So I'm ready for a report card. How did we do up north here this morning, guys? Mark, we'll start with you this morning, Northwoods Rider Snowmobile Club. Thanks for being here, Mark. How'd we do last year?
I think we did pretty well. We're getting the word out to the users, the riders, both our local resident riders, but also the people from out of town that come up, because we're communicating a number of different ways on the radio locally, obviously here, and we did some in Rhinelander last year, but we're also doing things in area businesses and the bars to communicate this. We'll be doing a lot more this year, but we're having an impact. We're having a positive impact, and it also is very beneficial that the landowners hear what we're doing and they can see it. And there are some of those landowners in our area, and there are probably 250, 275 landowners that are generous enough to offer their lands open to snowmobile trails just amongst the three clubs in Tomahawk. And they're hearing, some of those people are listening this morning, and they're hearing that we're out here, we're trying to correct the problems that create headaches for them.
Gary, you've been doing this a long time. Did you see the situation getting out of hand and last year decided, okay, we have to make a really concerted push this year to get the word out about how much we need to respect these private landowners?
Yeah, I don't think it was really getting out of hand, but there was enough of it that we had to step up and do something, and it did make a difference. I was in direct contact with the rec officer, and him and I worked very well together, and I think things really turned out for the better.
So between the recreation officers, the club heads, and everybody's getting along well. We just got to keep the word out to people using the trails that you need to respect it, because the people using the trails love the sport. And if they didn't have these trails to ride on, they wouldn't have the sport to love anymore, and so it all goes hand in hand.
Exactly.
Yeah, so let's keep it going this year that way, too, and so hopefully we'll have a good year. And let's get into the scope of snowmobiling here, because I grew up with old Evan Roods and Rupps way back in the day, and that was back in the day when I don't believe that any clubs were I know there were snowmobile clubs, but I don't think they were grooming back in the day, because I remember wanting to not be in the sport at all because of the washboard trails everywhere. Yeah. And boy, has the sport changed over the years, hasn't it, guys?
Yeah, I think actually we were grooming way back then. I mean, I've been grooming for...
Well, then the groomers had to be... made a lot of advancements.
Okay. There you go.
Got
That's
it.
The thing. Yep.
So the trails have pretty much always been groomed, but the advancements in technology has made it even better. And so the sport has grown exponentially over the years from back in the early 60s and into the 70s. So let's get into the scope of snowmobiling here in Wisconsin. There's a lot of clubs out there, guys, aren't there? Let's go into that first, the clubs.
Yeah, there are over 600 snowmobile clubs in the state of Wisconsin, which is pretty incredible when you think about it. The state association, the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs, we call it AWSC because it's a lot easier, has over 41,000 members. So some of our members choose to belong only to the club. Some of them choose to belong both to our club and to the state association. So there are 41,000 memberships at the AWSC level. There are 1,500 commercial sponsors with AWSC, so these are businesses that support the state association. And across the state, there are 25,000 miles of marked, groomed snowmobile trails that are maintained by those 600 clubs. It's pretty incredible when you think about that number, that 25,000 mile number. That's more than double the number of numbered highways in the state.
So snowmobiling is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's a really big deal. 225,000 registered snowmobiles here in the state. And not to mention, is there an actual dollar amount of how much money is generated from snowmobiles and their riders and the use of
billions.
Them. Billions. It's in the billions. B's, in the billions.
Yes, it's in the billions.
Now, Gary, back when you first started out in the sport, it was something that was really a novelty, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I can remember it, not everybody had snowmobiles up north, but nowadays it seems like almost everybody has a snowmobile up north.
Yep. And it was an all-night ride to go from wherever, Road Lake to Tomahawk.
Yeah.
3 miles.
Yeah. Back in the day, the good old days, right? And, like I say, I remember the trails not being nearly as good as they are nowadays. The snowmobiles have come a long way, too, for giving a much easier ride. So the combination of the groomers and the new chassis on these snowmobiles, if you got out of snowmobiling years ago because it felt like you got hit by a linebacker 25 times that afternoon, it's very different now. So we'll get into that just a little bit, but I want to kind of the economy. I've lived in Appleton, and there wasn't a lot of snowmobiling back in the years when I lived in Appleton, but I know it got bigger over the years. Then I moved up north to Vilas County. Snowmobiles everywhere all winter long. It didn't even look like the population in Vilas County changed all that much from summertime to wintertime because of the prevalence of snowmobiles. I lived in Door County for a year, and I know there's a snowmobile club in Door County, one or two, but you just didn't see the machines because Door County is a destination. Nobody passes through Door County on the way to somewhere else. So that was kind of a year where you really notice the population drop off from fall into winter in Door County because there's not a lot of snowmobilers. But up here we go. We used to have shoulder seasons. Now we don't have much of a shoulder season, especially when we get snow. We've got folks up here right away as soon as the snow hits the ground. So again, billions generated, not to mention locally what it generates. Gary, I'll bet you back in the day there were a lot of businesses that probably closed down around the Tomahawk area in the wintertime because they didn't stamp, nobody was up here.
That's very true. They did close down.
Yeah, so they used to say they rolled up the streets on Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. But, yeah, these snowmobiles make a lot of money and keep a lot of people working all winter long, too. Let's face it, this is a big deal for our economy.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's a good thing for the entire state.
That's for sure. Let me talk to you, Gary, about the relationship of Tomahawk Area Snowmobile Clubs. There are a bunch of them. Let's talk about how y'all get along.
Yeah. Oh, very well. Everybody interacts all the time. There's 6 clubs in the Tomahawk area: the Northwoods Passage, the Night Owls, Northern Trails Unlimited, Northwoods Riders, the Rock Falls Snowdrifters, and the Hooligans. The clubs really work together. There's 3 grooming clubs in the here. It's the Northwest Passage and Northern Trails Unlimited and the Night Owls. We have 475 miles of trails about between the 3 clubs and 7 grooming units. And these grooming units, that's where the big push is now. They're anywhere from $250,000 to $300,000 a piece.
My goodness, that was going to be I knew that was going to be a big number. I didn't know it was going to be that big. Yep. And the groomers that are most prevalent out there nowadays, that's a Wisconsin product, right? Coming from up in St. Germain?
Well, the drag is from St. Germain,
okay,
yes.
Okay, the drag itself.
The drag itself. The pulling unit or the groomer, they're made all over. They're made in Oregon, Italy, Canada.
Okay, but we know the drags themselves are coming. Most
from
people
Saint
are using Germain. Those St. Germain drags, right?
Most of them around here come from St. Germain.
Yeah,
yep.
That's good. So another great shot for our economy up north here. And so at $250,000 for a grooming unit, that's why all the clubs don't have them. So how does the sharing work out? How do you guys work all that out?
We groom for other clubs. We just contract with different clubs.
Okay.
And our club, we just bought a new one. Just got it here last week.
Okay. Have you tried it out there yet? Have you driven out a little bit out there?
Wishing.
Okay. We need some snow to really put it through its paces.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's what the Night Owls, as far as the Northwoods Riders, you guys are a grooming club?
We are not a grooming club. Okay. So we're a social club. So the Snowdrifters, the Hooligans, ourselves, my club, the Northwoods Riders, we're social clubs. So we are not actively involved in the grooming. We are more on the side of support. And promotion of the sport. So we bring individuals that are interested and want to be in a club and want to know more about what's going on in the community of snowmobiling in Tomahawk. But then we also, any monies we generate through club dues or fundraisers, we funnel that to the grooming clubs.
Okay.
So we actually will every year donate money to each of the grooming clubs to help them to offset the cost of these groomers and the drags and things. And then we also provide thousands and thousands of hours of labor. So our membership will get, active and say, where's a trail segment that needs work, we then will go out and assist with the grooming clubs on rerouting a trail or brushing trails, as we've done, you know, the past three weekends in the area.
And with the relationship being as good as it is, Gary, I would assume that things work out well. The right amount of money's coming in. You're rarely, if ever, stuck for a paying a bill to get the groomer back on the trail.
Well, hopefully they were working very well together.
Okay.
The past 5 years has been amazing, especially with the Northwoods Riders that have really stepped up.
Let's talk about the lands that the trails go on. Let's talk about this here. How does this whole grooming situation, the whole trail network that's out there, Mark or Gary, you, either one of you want to take it. Let's explain this. How does this work?
Well, there's with the landowners, we have to contact them every single year and get permission. Probably 75 to 80% of our trails cross private land. And again, without that generosity of the landowners, the trail system would not exist. Everything is done 100% by volunteers. Nobody's getting paid. The officers are nothing. It's just due to the love of the sport, I guess, because
I've been
in it forever.
And that tells me that our trails and our clubs are very healthy, because I know there are some clubs in some part of the state, they have to pay people to come in and to groom the trails because they're short of folks.
Yes.
That doesn't happen here?
No.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Are all of your groomer drivers members of the clubs?
Yes.
They are. Okay.
Yes.
Tomahawk alone, individual volunteers donate thousands of hours every year to make the trails possible, and I'll bet there's a lot of activity going on out there like right now.
Yes, it is. Northwoods Passage and the Northwoods Riders, they had a trail brushing weekend two weeks ago.
Okay.
And they had well over 100 people that showed up to go brushing. We had a brushing day this last weekend, and we had 35 or so, which was amazing for our end. Our end, the brushing isn't quite as serious because we have a lot of them are ATV trails, so that helps us out there a little bit.
Okay. What else goes besides getting all the brush off the sides? Because let's face it, these machines look beautiful. You don't want a whole bunch of brush scratches all over the sides of these chassis. So besides getting the brush out of the way, what else is involved with maintenance?
Well, we're not, again, because of the landowner situation where these lands are private, we're not able to go into these lands in the summer to see if trees have come down or if we have a windstorm and things like that. We pretty well stay away until it comes to our season, and then we get after it. So when we go out in late October, early November to start clearing trails and checking them, we don't know what we're going to encounter. If we've had a big wind year, you know, we can have hundreds and hundreds of trees down across the trails on the network. So it's clearing down trees, it's brushing, it's maintaining signage. So we need to make sure that the signs on the trails, a lot of which are safety oriented, curve ahead, stop ahead, we need to make sure that they're there in good shape, that the brush hasn't grown in to obstruct them, especially when you start getting snow and things tend to lean into the trail. So we're out, you know, doing those things, you know, checking bridges. There's a lot that goes into it, and we get these groups out. Each club picks a day to go out and do this, but then there's a lot more work that goes into it. I mean, we're nowhere close to done checking and prepping trails before the snow hits them, and we get to run the first mile actually grooming snow.
It's another thing I've noticed over the years. The bridges on our snowmobile trails have come a long way over the years. There's actually a lot of bridges on snowmobile trails that you got to stop and take some pictures. I mean, some really gorgeous scenery, and the bridges themselves are very nice.
They're amazing. We got a lot of bridges. Bridges actually now they're costing anywhere from $100,000 to $1 million.
Wow. Man, yeah. Oh, man. A lot of money needed here, that's for sure. And as far as getting the lakes safe for riding on, that's got to be a big part of the club's doings, too, because we got a lot of trails on a lot of lakes, and the lakes don't get safe the way the land trails do at the same time. So that's your job, too, to figure out, are these lake trails safe yet?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we always get some encouragement from the local businesses. Get the lakes marked. Get them marked, because even when the woods trails aren't necessarily good yet, there may not be enough snow in them to keep them in or get them into really good shape, the lakes will have 6-8 inches of snow on them, and, you know, people want to get out and ride. So there's some encouragement from area businesses saying, let's get them marked, but we have to be very, very vigilant, make sure that they're safe. But then as soon as we do determine that, you know, we've got to get out and get the barrels and the sticks and all of that up on those lakes, get the signage out. That goes up every winter and down in the spring before the ice melts. So that's all volunteer time, and it usually literally is a phone call to, you know, a bunch of people that have signed up and said, let me know when it's going to happen. We call them, and we all get together and get out there and get it done.
Yeah, and, well, everybody's dollars and cents are riding on this stuff with the trails this time of the year. The other thing that's great about our snowmobile trails here in this state is people that don't use them don't have to pay for them. This is completely funded by the people that use the trails. No tax dollars going to these trails, right?
Not one penny goes to the trails. It's all funded by the user. Sometimes I don't like to say user. I like to say by the payer.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are paying for it.
Sure.
The program is... it's a $12 million program at least, and it's all done by volunteers.
So those of us who get to live and work up north here, we really owe a debt of gratitude to the people using the trails, because without them, they're not shopping, they're not buying gas, they're not doing the restaurant thing, and it allows a lot of us to live here year-round. So we really owe all you snowmobilers a big debt of gratitude. Thank you all very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
True, thank you, yeah.
And as far as the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the host agency, how do they get involved with things that are snowmobile related here in the state?
Well, it's just that state statute says that a government entity has to manage the program. So okay. That's where the DNR got involved, because of the registration, trail pass, and
okay.
that stuff.
Somebody's got to take care of all the money into things.
Right.
Right. And that's what funds our program. So the $12 million budget, which was last year, that was the amount that flowed through our program. All those monies came from registration stickers on snowmobiles and trail passes purchased by riders, either resident riders or out-of-state riders. That's where all of the money comes from.
Everything else is funded by the people that use the trails.
Yes, completely.
Let's talk about the machines themselves. Let's face it, it's a pretty good investment, especially if you're buying a brand new machine. Have you guys seen growth in the sport over the years? Is the price of the machines keeping the growth down? What do you see there, Gary?
Well,
what is it, like $25,000 for a new sled these days, right?
It can be.
Not quite that much, but it's approaching that. Yeah.
Okay.
What do I say?
Well,
I don't think it's slowing it down.
It isn't.
I don't believe it. It is. I think the sport is. I won't say that it's growing leaps and bounds, but it's pretty consistent. Yeah. Our number of registrations per year is very steady in Wisconsin.
Steady. Yep.
What are
last year registration was down just a hair, but new registrations was up about 10,000.
Who are the people that are going to keep this sport alive? You see a lot of retired people are really the lifeblood of this sport. Is it the younger folks that are just getting into things that we really need to keep them interested? What's your perspective on that, Gary?
I think in the past 5 years or so, it has come down. The demographics are a little bit younger.
Okay.
The older ones are really fading away. Younger ones are coming in.
I mean, if you attend AWSC conventions or club meetings, most of the people you'll see in leadership roles have a lot of gray hair.
Yeah.
And if this was TV, you'd see that
Gary
and I both are fully qualified members of the Gray Hair Club. So we do spend quite a bit of time trying to get younger people involved in the sport, both to have a legacy, to have someone to carry the sport forward and take these positions on in future years before, you know, guys like Gary and I get tired and the arthritis overcomes us.
Yeah.
So it's very important to get, you know, younger people involved, and that's been a challenge. I mean, that's another real focus of ours is trying to bring them in, get them interested, and have them take leadership positions in these clubs.
Going farther into that, in the AWSC, we have a group that's called the Chaos.
Yeah.
And that's the kids and adults on snow. Their program is really focused on teaching the kids what to do and educating them to become future leaders. We've had some of the kids that went through Chaos that right now one of the gals is the association's treasurer.
Oh, okay. And so getting the kids involved young, that's a really way to get them hooked and getting them into the sport, and it's something that families can participate in all together. Northwoods Riders annual DNR Youth Snowmobile Safety Instruction is where it all starts. And so, Mark, what's the schedule for this year's sled safety programs?
Yeah, our class is upcoming on December 2nd. That's a Saturday. It's a one-day class. Registration is done through the DNR Go Wild website, or there's information on our website as well, northwoodsriders.org. The Northwoods Riders have been doing snowmobile safety instruction in Tomahawk since 1999. That's when they started it. And we're seeing 40 to 50 students a year. About half of that number comes right here from Tomahawk, but then we see participants from, you know, Merrill and even, I mean, we've had kids come and take the class that are out of Illinois and Milwaukee and things. So, but we do 40 to 50 students a year. It's great. It's a good size. And we just focus on, you know, educating these kids to be responsible, safe stewards of the sport, and we try to, you know, get them excited about the sport in the hope that in 10, 15 years, you know, these kids will be in their mid to late 20s and they'll become active in a club.
It's always a generational thing. You see grandpas and grandmas out with their kids and their kids' kids, and it really is a generational family sport, and it's awesome.
It is. It's a great sport.
So is it okay if somebody just wants to go out and buy a Polaris or a Skidoo jacket and be a wannabe and just come to some of the club meetings and the doings? Because I know you guys have a good time all throughout the year, especially in while the sled season is going on.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of them. In fact, one club in particular, the one down Rock Falls down there, they're a member. We groom for them, but they have, I don't know, only 25 members. But okay. I think there's like two or three of them that snowmobile.
So business people, I would assume, also can get involved by supporting these clubs that support them all winter long, too. And so it's all hand in hand. It's all a symbiotic relationship, I think they call it.
Yeah.
Yep, it is, and it works very well. I have to say that the businesses and the individuals and the business clubs, the grooming clubs, we really do all work hand in hand. There's no animosity. There's no my trails are better than your trails type of a thing. We're all working to the same goal, and I'm proud to say that we do it really well.
And thank goodness we have y'all. Mark McDonald, Northwoods Riders, Gary Hilgendorf, Night Owl Snowmobile Club, and all the rest of the clubs here in Lincoln County. Thank goodness we have y'all. Thank goodness we have guys like you guys working for us and keeping things humming right along. And we're out of time. In fact, I had no idea we went so long, so I'm going to say goodbye to you guys. We'll see you down the road, and have a great season.
Thank you very much.
Stay on the Mark trails if you care about snowmobiling, because if you don't, you may not have it.